Good afternoon, I'm Steph Crozier. It is minus 1 degree and overcast at noon. CFB Trenton has set up a massive flyby in Ottawa for Thursday morning. Rehearsals for the flyby will take place over the base today at 4 p.m. and tomorrow at 10 a.m. The aircraft in the flyby include the Globemaster, the Aurora, the new J-model Hercules, the Polaris, a Sea King helicopter, and seven CF-18 fighter jets. The flyby in Ottawa is in recognition of the Canadian Forces' contributions in Libya. The OPP's Festive Ride program is in full swing. Quinte West OPP are starting their initiative this Friday, the 25th at midnight, and it will end Sunday, January 1st, 2012. Both the Centre Hastings and Belleville OPP started their programs last night. In Belleville, 80 vehicles were stopped, but no charges were laid. In Centre Hastings, also a number of vehicles were stopped, and again, no charges to report. A 23-year-old Belleville woman has been charged with attempted murder and assault with a weapon. OPP were called to a disturbance on Johnson Street in Belleville early Sunday morning. Police received information that led them to Belleville General Hospital in search of two men with stab wounds. After further investigation, police found on Sunday morning there had been an altercation between a female and a male against two other males. In the altercation, two of the males present were stabbed with a knife. Tara Stevens of Belleville has been charged with attempted murder and assault with a weapon. While dozens of tents remain, there are clear signs Occupy Toronto protesters are preparing to leave a downtown park. Colin Procal has the story.
Several tents are already gone from St. James Park, and protesters armed with garbage bags were busy cleaning up this morning. As he packed up, Brent Hendren said the Occupy movement will go on, even after the demonstrators leave.
Everything will continue to move forward. We've got a lot of support behind us, so it's not the end of anything.
Some protesters say they will stay until police act on a court order and evict them. But so far, city officials appear content to let the protesters leave of their own accord. Colin Perkle, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
When it comes to holiday shopping, Canadians say they're feeling more generous than last year. But they're also more conscious of how they're going to pay for their purchases, according to a new survey by the Royal Bank. According to the data collected by Opsos Reid from more than 3,000 shoppers across Canada, shoppers will spend an average of $640 on presents this year, but most were planning to pay in cash or debit, with purchases on credit coming in third place. This year's expected spending is about $15 higher than last year's estimate, and well below the spending levels expected by Atlantic Canadians, who expect to throw down an average of $877 on the latest toys, games, and gadgets. The Federal Auditor General is raising red flags about how government ensures the safety of drugs. John Wursima says Canada has an archaic system of monitoring that can take years to tell the public that some drugs come with significant risks. In one case, a drug that was being prescribed for epilepsy, migraines, and psychotic conditions or weight loss was found to be linked to birth defects. There are reports that four children were killed by Syrian security forces in clashes with anti-government protesters, Mark Levy reports.
Syrian activists say soldiers opened fire from a checkpoint, killing four children. This came during an offensive against a rebellious area, a sign that President Bashar Assad is not bending to calls to stop the bloodshed. One of the harshest comes from his neighbor, Turkey. Prime Minister Erdogan is calling on Assad to step down, mentioning him in the same breath as Hitler, Mussolini, and Muammar Gaddafi, warning he could share their fate. So far, international and regional pressure has made no difference. Mark Levy, Cairo.
South Korea's National Assembly has ratified an ambitious free trade deal with the United States. U.S. State Department spokesman Wendy Sherman says the pact could bring billions of dollars to both countries and create tens of thousands of jobs.
This free trade agreement was negotiated because it was in the interest of both our countries to increase trade and increase the prosperity and the availability of jobs for our citizens.
The deal passed 151-7, despite angry opposition from the Korean legislatures, who say the deal only favors Washington. Here's Sonny Freeman with the Canadian Press Business Minute.
The Toronto Stock Exchange was a little changed at midday as the influential gold and mining sectors regained some ground and investors took in mixed North American economic data. The S&P/TSX Composite Index was down 22 points to 11,763 after jumping between positive and negative territory all morning. The Canadian dollar added 17 one-hundredths of a cent to 96.53 cents U.S. after a report showed September retail sales were better than expected. Retail sales rose 1% with sales growth at most store types. It was the fifth increase in 6 months. Commodity prices rebounded from big losses Monday. Oil added 44 cents to $97.36 a barrel, but investors were still treading cautiously ahead of an extended holiday for U.S. Thanksgiving later this week. U.S. data showed the economy grew at a modest 2% rate in the third quarter, lower than first estimated. Wall Street markets moved lower. The Dow shed 66 points to 11,481. From the Canadian Press, I'm Sunny Freeman.
49 penguins rescued from an oil spill off New Zealand have been freed after being nursed back to health by wildlife officials. They're among 343 birds that have been cleaned of oil since a cargo ship ran aground near Tauranga in October and spilled some 400 tons of fuel oil. Wildlife official Carrie Morgan says she is thrilled the penguins are back in the wild.
We've still got a long way to go, but it's really, really nice to see that for these birds, they're back where they belong, so it's fantastic.
The penguins were fitted with microchips so they can be monitored after release. That's 91X News to 1206. Here's Miller Reynolds has sports next.
Doyle's Windows presents five great reasons to add a sunroom.
Number one, bring the outdoors indoors.
Number two, enjoy the sun and stars day and night all year round.
Number three, add space and natural light anywhere, anytime.
Number four, create that elegant finishing touch to your home.
And number five, improve your quality of life with a dual purpose space. From special occasions to everyday living, your new sunroom is bound to become the most popular room in your house.
Doyle's Windows and Sunrooms, 58 years serving southeastern Ontario. Call 969-0214 or visit doyleswindows.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Miller Reynolds with 91X Sports. Tonight in Junior A hockey, the Toronto Lakeshore Patriots will hit the ice against the Peterborough Liflock Stars at 7. And in Empire B, the Napanee Raiders will take on the Port Hope Panthers at 7:30. In the NHL, there are three games in total this evening. The Toronto Maple Leafs will be heading to Tampa Bay to take on the Lightning at 7:30. The St. Louis Blues will host the Los Angeles Kings also at 7:30. And the Edmonton Oilers will head to Nashville to take on the Predators at 8. In his first NHL game in 320 days, Pittsburgh Penguins superstar Sidney Crosby played like he had never been away. Crosby scored just 5 minutes and 24 seconds into last night's game and added another goal and two assists in the Penguins' 5-0 victory over the New York Islanders. Tim Thomas made 33 saves for his second straight shutout, and the Boston Bruins extended their winning streak to 9 games with a 1-0 win over the Montreal Canadiens last night. Thomas admitted that some of the saves he made looked easier than they truly were, a strategy he used to make the Habs think he was on top of his game.
A few through screens that I made look easier probably than they were, and fortunately that was the impression I was trying to give off to Montreal to make them not feel like they were getting close to scoring, and that worked out. You know, a couple of the saves that ended up in my glove, and just a quick whistle, sometimes they bounce out, and that gives the other team hungry because they're thinking they're getting close to scoring.
In Major League Baseball, Justin Verlander was named AL MVP after winning the league's pitching triple crown. Verlander also won the Cy Young Award and became the first pitcher voted MVP since Oakland's Dennis Eckersley in 1992. Verlander received 13 of 28 first-place votes to finish ahead of Boston's Jacob Ellsbury and Toronto slugger Jose Bautista. Bautista expressed disappointment after the award was handed out and said he thinks pitchers shouldn't be nominated for MVP. Bautista led the majors with 43 homers and won the AL Hank Aaron Award as the league's best offensive player. Organizers of this year's Grey Cup in Vancouver are taking no chances that the celebration could get out of hand. Grey Cup Committee General Manager Scott Ackles says those huge crowds that rioted after watching last spring's Stanley Cup in downtown Vancouver won't be welcome at Canadian football's biggest party.
We're not inviting people out simply to come and watch the game in the street. In fact, anywhere where we have a video board, all of our activities shut down by the time kickoff occurs.
Ackles also says the chance of unrest at a Grey Cup event is remote, in part because the celebration has been years, not weeks, in the making. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Steph Crozier with 91x weather.
Today, increasing cloudiness early this afternoon, high plus 2. Tonight, cloudy, freezing rain mixed with rain. Beginning this evening, changing to rain overnight, low 0. Wednesday, rain again, ending early in the morning, then clearing, high plus 5. At 12:10, it's minus 1, 901X News on the air and online at 901X.fm. I'm Steph Crozier with Miller Reynolds. News is next at 1 o'clock.